Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jesse Colin Young is best known as the lead singer of the Youngbloods, who had a huge hit in the 1960s with the peace anthem Get Together. He's also had a solo career for over five decades and is releasing a new album, Highway Troubadour, this month. Jesse Colin Young joins me on the phone right now. How you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I am doing well. So the coronavirus and the quarantine cannot keep our singers and songwriters and troubadours silent. You have been very, very busy in 2020.
Certainly this one, yeah, has.
You've got a new album that is coming out. You got a lot of other things going on. If you don't mind, I want to back up a few steps first, though, because your album Highway Troubadour, which comes out on the 27th of this month, is somewhat of a retrospective of your career. Take me back to the early days, because you experienced in your life two major musical movements that were very tied together, obviously, but the early 1960s in Greenwich Village and the late 1960s in San Francisco. Talk to me about the Greenwich Village scene just a bit. How did you break into that? How did you gravitate toward that?
I transferred to NYU from Ohio State, not having the faintest idea that the folk revolution was beginning. And my building for my classes was on Washington Square, and I kept noticing these people hanging out around the fountain there playing guitars and stuff, and I'm thinking, why am I not down there with them? So during that time, during that year, which turned out to be my last year in college, I discovered all the basket houses that were there in the village, and I thought, wow, I could start here. So when that school year ended, I began playing basket houses for the first time, and that led to a recommendation from my sister, who was married to a CBS newsman. She said, can't you do something for Jesse over at CBS? Get him pointed in the right direction or something. And yes, he did. He sent me to a man named Walter Bishop, who did, you know, canned music for CBS News at that point. And his son, Walter Bishop Jr., jazz pianist of note. And he listened to me, and he said, I know who would love you. And he sent me to Bobby Scott. And Bobby Scott listened to me and said, you are so ignorant, I just love it. I was playing by myself. I don't know whether I understood it. And he nicknamed me Pigfoot. And that's what he called me from that time on. I was playing by myself, and I had never really, I mean, I played in a couple bands in high school, but not for a long time. So I'm playing songs, and the first verse could be 13 and a half bars, and the second verse could be 15, and the third verse could be 12. So I just made it up as I went along, and nobody was following or had to follow me, so it was just freedom. And I think that's what Bobby was talking about. I mean, nobody could have played with me because I was wandering off wherever I felt like wandering. So, and he took me into the studio to record Soul of the City Boy. He was working for Bobby Darin, and he couldn't pin Darin down and get Darin to listen to me. So he just put up his own money and took me into the studio one evening and said, sit over there, kid, and play everything you know. By the end of that evening, he had picked the songs. You know, I must have played 40 songs. He had picked the songs and programmed the record, and it was done.
Soul of a City Boy, that was 64. So you've got now suddenly the British invasion shows up on our shores.
Right. So that was probably the reason that Capitol did not release my record, which was probably finished in 62, didn't come out until 63, I think. Because, you know, they had the Beatles and everybody else went on hold, especially folk music. I mean, come on.
But then it kind of resurfaces, like I said, in San Francisco in the later 60s, when a lot of you guys from that area either went to Los Angeles, to the Valley area, or up into San Francisco. And then that whole explosion happens there. And it's also obviously a very turbulent time in American history at that point. So again, you find yourself in the center of, not just as an eyewitness, but a participant in history.
Yes, it was incredible. We had never played the Youngbloods were based in New York, because that's where our manager and booking agent was. We had never been to the West Coast, and all of a sudden we're on a plane, play San Francisco. We don't know anything about it. And we get off the plane, and we hit our little cheap motel. The first thing I do is turn on the radio, and there's Get Together. Now, this is 1967, and that was when Get Together was first released. It's right at the beginning of the Summer of Love. So it was already in June 15th, which we're playing the Avalon Ballroom. We had a hit record in San Francisco, and, you know, maybe Portland and Seattle, but that was it. It never got further than that, but it was enough so that we could work there. So we went home and packed our stuff and moved. And instead of moving to the city, because we were a self-contained band, we thought we had seen the country in Marin, which is the first county north of San Francisco, and it is so beautiful. And we had been living in the slums of New York for so long, which, not beautiful. But we fell in love and moved there to Inverness, California.
Marin County, home of the John Muir Forest. It's just absolutely beautiful country. We're talking to Jesse Colin Young, who was with the Youngbloods and now has a solo album. He's got a lot of solo material that's out. But Highway Troubadour is coming out on the 27th of this month and features some acoustic versions of a lot of his songs over his career. And this album kind of started from just a series of videos that you were doing this year. Was the intent just to keep yourself active, or were you bored, or what was the impetus for going back and re-recording a lot of your material?
Well, the first day of the stay-at-home order, Connie and I were looking at each other, my wife, and say, well, we're not going out to dinner, I guess. So what are we going to do? She said, go get your guitar. We're going to record Sugar Babe. And we're going to stick it up on social media. I imagine a lot of people are wondering what they're going to do and how they're going to manage this part of COVID. And we're going to provide with music on the Facebook page and on a YouTube channel, just free, just to hear everybody up. And I'd gotten all ready to go to South by Southwest, and, you know, 2 days before the lockdown, it was canceled. So I was ready to go. I was all practiced up. And so we just segued instantly into the phone videos, and we had such a lovely response to Sugar Babe that we said, okay, next day we did a different song. I don't know what we did, but we did 3 or 4 times a week. We would record a song, and I would, you know, spend 2-3 hours working on it and getting it into a solo. A lot of them, you know, came from band songs and had to be rearranged. And then Connie, after we recorded it, it would take her a couple hours to put it up. So that became our part-time, full-time work for the last 2 weeks of March and April and May. And we were getting such a good reaction that at the end of May, my manager, David Spiro, said, Jess, I think people want to hear a solo album of you, just you, just like you're doing on Facebook, just you and guitar and singing. So I went in and cut one.
And what's interesting is this album, we were talking earlier about your start in Greenwich Village, just you and a guitar, and now it's come full circle to you and a guitar, again, doing a lot of songs, retrospective of your career. It comes out on the 27th, available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, and wherever you download music. It's called Highway Troubadour, new album from Jesse Colin Young. There are videos that are online as well. You did this summer go back and redo the song Get Together with Steve Miller. That is not included on Highway Troubadour, but that video is available online too.
Yes, that was in celebration of its 50th year, and when we started it. And also my thoughts that going into an election year, I thought we were going to need some light and love, and Steve agreed. And so I had this track that I had recorded with my band that my son put together of marvelous Berklee College of Music students who had graduated. And it was sitting around in the can. They loved the song. They're all in their 20s. And they loved performing it and listening to the audience sing it. So it was in the can, and I said, Steve, it's time to put this out. Do you want to play on it and sing? I said, I'm in. So that was it. When he came off tour last fall, I had gone to work and redone my vocals and my acoustic guitar, and the rest of the track was marvelous. And that December, we went up to New York. mixed it down here, and we gave it to Why Hunger, and this turned out to be, I mean, I think when we made that decision in January, we didn't understand that COVID was going to happen and that food would become such a problem. And Why Hunger, being a wonderful organization, was started by Harry Chapin in the 80s. Many of us have wondered why in the richest country in the world, why do so many kids go to bed hungry? So that's what Get Together did all through the spring and all the way through October. Every time somebody listened to it, they didn't even have to buy it, just listened. And, you know, a little bit of money turned into food. It's wonderful.
That is. And the song has been, you know, a soundtrack for all of us over the years. I don't know if it means we haven't made any progress or if we just need a reminder every now and then, but the message in it is as relevant today as it was in 1967.
It's a beautiful version, too. It's got a lot of feeling. Did you get to hear it?
I did.
Yeah. I really thought that the young band and then Steve added some kind of grit funk to it. It just came out beautifully. And then Charles Yang played violin over the top, and it just, wow.
We're talking to Jesse Colin Young again, has a new album called Highway Troubadour out on the 27th of this month. You're also doing some live stream events, one this Thursday the 19th and one on Saturday the 21st. What are the nature of those? How are those going to be structured?
Yeah, the first one is most of the songs from Highway Troubadour, solo. And we filmed it, realizing we couldn't go out and support the record live. We filmed it in a local theater here. It had been dark since March, and they were glad to turn the lights on for an afternoon. And we designed, along with Jason Siegler, some beautiful backdrops for the different songs. No audience, really. Just imagine the seats of the empty seats of the theater, full of all the wonderful people and audiences I've had through the years listening. And I really, it really feels like to me like I'm in the living room playing for you.
You can get tickets at nocapshows.com for those events on Thursday and Saturday, the 19th and 21st. Now, when you say you did it in a theater here, my understanding is you're not in the New York or San Francisco area anymore, but you're in the southern part of the United States. Am I correct?
Yeah, we're in South Carolina.
Not too far from Augusta, Georgia.
Right.
Where the Masters just was this weekend as we're talking.
Yes, and the hometown of James Brown.
Yes, James Brown. And did you have a lot of bougie Masters tourists through Aiken, South Carolina there?
Well, I didn't. You know, since we don't go to restaurants, I mean, we've really been seriously trying not to get killed. And, I didn't see them as, you know, of course, if we were going out to eat, we would have seen them more because it's. But there were no people. Well, that's right. No audience was allowed.
Right.
You know, thinking about that, have you seen any of the Tripping on My Roots?
The podcast that you do, the videos and podcast? Yes.
Great, because we have some beautiful an interview that I did with Deanna Brown, James's daughter. That's going to be about James. Now that this is finished and. we will go and finish up that because we did the Blind Willie McTell, Little Richard, the one with Steve Miller, and Taj Mahal. Those are all up on YouTube under Trippin' on My Roots.
And on your website also, jessecolinyoung.com is where you can go to get information on everything, the podcast, the Highway Troubadour album, and the live stream events this week. Great to talk to you. Thanks so much for your time today.
All right, my pleasure.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.